Hi, is this Jason in Toledo?
Hi, Jason.
Hi. Yeah, let me start out, but just let you know before I get into it, because I know it's going to sound really weird. I've done a lot of, you know, the third shift security in and out of, you know, dark places, warehouses. I don't get spooked easy, anything like that. But probably about 12 years ago, I'm in Toledo now, but in Temecula, California, I was in doing security where they're building a residential area.
Yeah.
And I know it used to be Native American land. I don't think that has anything to do with it. But I just brought that up in case you might know anything. Down the side of this one hill where everything's cleared, you know, for lots to start going in for houses and everything, There was a tree left standing. Just a tree, probably no more than 15 foot tall, no foliage on it, anything. But any time I would see it, I would just become absolutely terrified. Not like of the tree. I know a tree's not going to hurt me. But it was just something would just come over me, and it would just unbelievable.
Was it the shape of the tree, though, that helped contribute to this?
I don't think so. It didn't have a real ominous look to it or anything. It was just, you know, I mentioned it to other people around there. They just thought I was weird, so I never mentioned it again. You know, it just, and this was an area, we were there more to lower insurance than actually provide security.
When I was a kid, I used to think trees had the ability to reach out and grab you and pull you in.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it wasn't that. I mean, I'd see this from probably a quarter mile away up a hill. You know, it's not like I was right by it. I wasn't afraid of the tree. It's just something that when it was in my sight would just, you know, it'd just get to me. It's weird. I can't explain it. I don't know what it was.
Try to do a beeline around it and never look at it again?
Oh, yeah. I would go well out of my way on, you know, we'd have to drive night patrols, and there were drug runners through there, you know, Southern California. I was armed. I was never scared of any of that, anything else. It's just
the tree.
Just the sight. Once I saw the sight of it, just my whole body would almost freeze up.
That's interesting. And you never got help for that to find out what was wrong?
No, I've tried. Like, I brought it up finally to someone recently, a friend of mine. They said they'd never heard of it, but to try looking into, like, maybe old Native American lore or something like that. And, you know, I believe there's stuff like that out there, but it's not a part of my belief system to where I think subconsciously that could have made it have an effect on me.
Listen to this theory. Let's say that you were reincarnated from, a Native American at the time, and maybe he or she was murdered near that tree, and it brings back some kind of horrible feelings every time you see it.
That's true. It could be something like that. Maybe I was a bad guy who was lynched.
You know what? On that tree.
That could be, because it's never, I mean, you know, I was in the Army, so I was around trees. You know, trees don't bother me. There's just something about when that one tree was in my line of sight. Man, it just...
Does it look like it has a branch where you could have thrown a rope over it?
Yeah, I can still remember it now clearly in my memory. I'd imagine you could. It almost looked like, you know how your bonsai trees are shaped traditionally?
Yeah.
It was more like that, but on about a 20-foot tall, 15, 20-foot tall level.
You think that tree could be that old, a couple hundred years old?
Out there, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, there's a lot of that land, I know it was more government-controlled and handed over, and they just started developing when I was out there. Now Temecula's flourishing, but, you know, I've been in Toledo about 8 years.
That's my take. I think you might be reincarnated from someone who had really a tragic episode there.
Yeah, I don't disbelieve in that at all. Like, I believe it, but I didn't jump to it when I thought that. You know what I mean? I just figured I'd call and bring it up. I've been, you know, I've listened to Art even back then, and I hear all the stories, and, you know, you kind of don't want to think that it's something like that affecting you. But I don't know. I just figured I'd give a call tonight, and I got through right after your caller earlier said he pictured the red dot and said success. I did it. Boom. First time right through.
You got it. All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a pretty compelling story, to tell you the truth.